Hello, welcome to the Rutgers Podcast, Episode 1. On today's show, we have your average Joe Rutgers student, SAS sophomore, Paul Rando, talking about how to write the 21st century story of Rutgers. And here we go. So, Paul, tell me, what is the story of Rutgers?
Well, Ryan, as you know, we're all familiar with the urge to tell our own story, so to speak. Journals and photographs have served humanity's desire to document its own life for millennia, in the hope that somebody will find that person's story interesting. But I think that instinct is becoming outdated.
Why is that?
Well, consider a few works of 21st century literature, like The Ballad of Abu Ghraib, Treme, and Gods Without Men. In these stories, it seems that the major theme is to tell the story of a location and that location's impact on its characters, rather than the life of the characters themselves.
But you're saying a university can't write a journal about itself, can it?
No, of course not. With this theme of location telling identified, modern storytellers must address the following question. Can we tell a story about any setting?
And to address this question, let's look at the setting we all share, Rutgers University.
Okay, so I'm sure we all know the history of Rutgers, founded in 1766 under the names Queen College, etc., etc. But knowing a history is not the same thing as creating a story. So take Treme, for instance. Before anybody sits down to watch the pilot episode of Treme, he or she knows that Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans in 2005. But did that give any of us insight as to the story that Treme told? Not at all.
So telling a setting story isn't the same as telling the history of that place?
It doesn't seem that way, no.
So will we know Rutgers' story if we follow its present instead of its past?
You know, I think not, but let's talk about it. So the Daily Targum and a bunch of other global newspapers has spent the past several weeks divulging two so-called Rutgers scandals. Need I say more than these two words to let you know what they are? Pernetti and Delafest. Because of those two words, Rutgers has climbed its way to global news prominence, and not proudly.
So you're saying the story of Rutgers is a fall from grace, as it were?
It seems that way, doesn't it? Think about the Ballad of Abu Ghraib. In that story, we see soldiers at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq behaving in extremely cruel ways. At first look, the reader will think that the place's story can simply be about the degradation that occurs in that place. But there's really more to Abu Ghraib than that. The reader also experiences the way the degradation was influenced by the location.
So then, knowing what happened on Delafield Street or at Rutgers basketball practices isn't enough to know the story of the university?
No.
So how do we figure it out, then?
You know, I believe that telling the story of Rutgers or anywhere else is dependent on knowing the impact Rutgers University has on its students and faculty.
But, Paul, in the case of Rutgers, is that really possible? There are 50,000 students, three campuses, cut apart by a river. We have one newspaper and the parody newspaper, The Medium, sells it occasionally. With hundreds of clubs and organizations, is there anything at all unifying about the experience one Rutgers student to the other? Is there any one aspect of the university that will unquestionably affect every single person involved, allowing this story to even be told?
Perhaps not, though. It may be that the quote-unquote Rutgers experience is too vast to be told in the 21st century method. You see, for a place to have enough impact on the characters, so to speak, there does have to be some kind of unifying experience, like you said. All the survivors of Katrina and Treme experienced that hurricane and the rebuilding process. All the soldiers in Abu Ghraib experienced the same war. In Gods Without Men, all the characters that passed through the pinnacles of rock shared some kind of spiritual movement, whatever that may have been. And in that case, just as in all stories, life goes on even when the story is over. I think it's entirely possible that Rutgers University has become too massive, with too many campuses and programs and clubs, for there to be a truly unifying factor worthy of writing a story. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means that Rutgers' story is already over.
And so is this interview, Paul. Thank you for coming, but that's all the time we have. That has been Rutgers Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone, tune in next time. See you later.